Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Welcome back to Blood River Radio, friends. Once again, this is not Eddie. This is Jacob Tyler filling in for Eddie tonight, who is taking some time to watch the Jeffrey Epstein documentary with his family, actually. So he's taking some much-earned time off, and we are just having a fantastic time on live radio tonight, fellowshipping with Pastor Everett Ramsey and Attorney Jason Robb. And these gentlemen are about as hardcore as they come, folks. They are, they're not just telling you about things going on. They are in the trenches. And it's an honor to be in the trenches with you guys tonight on the show, chewing the fat with you and talking about the issues that are plaguing our people and our nation. And before we closed out on the first hour, Pastor Ramsey, you were on a roll. You were talking about Jason had been talking about how in the court system, in relation to this recent incident where the state of California, that dystopian hellscape that we call a state of disunion, was leading the charge in taking a child from a family the parents of whom had tested positive for COVID-19. And so Jason, at the end of the first hour, was commenting on the legality of this and the legal ramifications of all that and the implications for it, implications of it, and the subsequent need for people to really consider, starting a new exodus of their own, you know, and moving to these to the states that are still a little more conservative and where some semblance of sanity still endures. Of course, Pastor Ramsey followed that up by commenting on how, yes, that is very good counsel, and that is going to be very it's needed, and it is going to be helpful insofar as it goes. But he was talking about how ultimately the enemy isn't going to stop there. They're not going to say, well, we drove all those, you know, evil white supremacists out, so I guess we've got everything to ourselves now. No, they're going to keep coming down wherever they can find us and giving us this grief because, you know, they serve their father, the devil, and this really right. is an agenda against God's people that we are dealing with. And so Pastor Ramsey was just regaling us with how this ultimately is a matter of revival and things of that nature. And so Pastor Ramsey, please pick right back up where you left off. And,
well, I had pretty well stated my statement there, but the point is that the Lord says even our enemies would be at peace with us if we were right with God. And this country was blessed in the beginning, because we were founded on the laws of God, we were founded on the principles of righteousness and holiness, and we were a single nation of people. We were all people from Europe that had come to this country, and with 99% white people, and had the same cultural background. We may have had different denominational religious beliefs, but we still believed in Jesus Christ, and the Bible was the Word of God, and that we had a responsibility to him. And they don't teach the history anymore in the public schools, and that's another one of my really hobby horses that I really get upset about, is why do people who call themselves Christians and serving God, why have they put their children into schools that don't teach them anything about God? In fact, everything that they hear in the school about God is negative. And the schools teach them socialism and communism, and then the parents wonder why their kids are out here burning and looting and doing all these terrible things, but that's what they were trained to do. We should have, people should homeschool. Now, I know people say, well, they're not able to homeschool, they're not smart enough. That's silly. If you were not capable of training your children, God wouldn't have given you any. Now, it may be that if you're trying to work to make a living and you don't have the time, that may be a reason to put them in a Christian school or to share with somebody else. But this idea of giving our children away to the state for them to train is not any different than the children who gave their children to Moloch in the fire, and the Hebrews did, and God was very condemnatory about that. And that's
our apologies for that, folks. We'll get Pastor Ramsey back in here as soon as we can. Jason, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. And I kind of would like to follow up what Pastor Ramsey said. When people think of Christianity, they look at Christianity today, and Christianity today is not the same Christianity of our forefathers, of our nation. The Christianity of today, as you're well aware, people always call it Judeo-Christians, and that really is like hot and cold. You can't be a Judeo-Christian. And so when people say they're Judeo-Christians, they're not really following the teachings of Jesus Christ. And we have this Judeo-Christian concept is a concept where we are all people are brothers and sisters of Christ. That's kind of their philosophy. That's what their doctrination is. And that is not the teachings of the Bible, and that's not the teaching of Christianity. Up until very recently when Christianity was converted into Judaism. And if you don't mind, I want to read this one section. This is from a rabbi, Martin Siegel. He had...
Sure, go right ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, yeah. So this rabbi, Martin Siegel, he had printed in the New York Magazine, January 18th, New York Magazine. This is what he said about Christianity turning to Jewish. Now, he says, I am devoting my lecture in this seminar to a discussion of the possibility that we are now entering a Jewish century, a time when the spirit of the community, the non-ideological blend of the emotional and rational, and the resistance to categories and forms will emerge through the forces of anti-nationalism to provide us with a new kind of society. I call this process the Judaization of Christianity, because Christianity will be the vehicle through which the society becomes Jewish. And so we basically are in a Jewish society now, which does not practice fundamental traditional Christianity. And so when we see things going on around us, everything from our politics to the destruction of our people, to the destruction of our country, to our morals, pornography, everything you can imagine that has turned upside down since the mid-60s is because the fact that Christianity no longer is the true form of Christianity. We are now in a Jewish century. That's why that's called Judeo-Christian. And we have really abandoned the laws of God. And the only way our people will be saved is we have to return to the laws of God. And understand that God gave us those two main principles in Matthew when he says that the most important law to understand is to love your God. And he says the second most important, which is just like on the first, is to love your neighbor. So our people have to not only love our God, we have to love our people. And we understand in the Bible the neighbor is our racial kindred folks. And so we have to love our God. We have to love our people, and that is a way that we get back to God's laws.
Amen. Amen. We'll be right back after this break, folks.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these this means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and, by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have a system. We are back from our commercial break on Live on Blood River Radio. So, tip of the hat to each and every one of you for sticking with us. We have a dynamite first hour with Pastor Ramsey and Jason, and we've gone right or hit the ground running into the second hour as well, picking up what we left off in the first hour. And right before we went to break, Jason was talking about you know, dealing with the issues that we're facing today, and Pastor Ramsey was sort of in midstream with a comment he was making of his own, and we lost connection with him. I've been informed by Sam that we've got him back on the line now. So, Pastor Ramsey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Not
yes,
sure
sir.
What happened. I don't know if I have problems with my line here. Maybe somebody doesn't like me being on the radio. I'm not sure.
Somebody in the NSA or the FBI either didn't like what you were saying or liked it too much and got excited and disconnected us accidentally. So.
Yep. Well, it's good to be back.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And so, Jason, you had just kind of picked up where with some thoughts of your own on what Pastor Ramsey was saying. But since you got cut off, Pastor Ramsey, go ahead and continue with what you were saying, if you will. And,
well, I think I would just sum up that we lost a child to the health and welfare over the COVID, but the problem is we're losing all of our children to the public schools. And I don't understand why Christians continue to put their children in these schools when they're teaching communism and socialism, and they're certainly not teaching God. They're doing everything but that. I realize that some of the leaders in the public schools say, well, we're Christians, and we pray and we do things that we can do. But the truth is, I said to the superintendent here, I said, well, does that mean if we get a Christian bartender that going to the bar is okay? No, of course not, because it's the stuff they dish out that's bad. They may have good people in the teachers' rooms, and they may have good people in the administration, but they're limited. Their hands are tied. They can't teach the truths that need to be taught. So I'm on top of people that have their children in the public school. If they're really serious about getting this country back to God, they're going to have to get their kids out of that school system.
I'm reminded in what you're saying of that famous quote by Martin Luther about how he was convinced that the same reformer we were talking about earlier, whose statue is just one of the latest that they're going after now. But there was this famous quote from him where he was talking about how he was sure that the schools would become the great gates of hell if we ever neglected to teach or to keep Christian teaching at the forefront of it. And that's exactly what we did.
Luther, Martin Luther saw the end a long time ago.
Yes. Jason, as a father of multiple children yourself, perhaps you'd have some thoughts on that, on the, you know, we talk about solutions and everything, and that's certainly a really big one is getting our children out from under this outcome-based education, godless education system that a great many people really do feel trapped by, and they don't feel like they have any alternatives to.
Right.
So as a father and a family man yourself, Jason, what would you say about what Pastor Ramsey was just commenting on?
Well, 100%. I mean, if you have children, you got to get them out of your public schools. I mean, as a parent, your first priority is to raise your children for a love of God and love of race. I mean, that is your first priority. And these schools are basically indoctrination camps from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. They constantly are teaching anti-Christian philosophies, anti-white philosophies. They are teaching basically how horrible America is and our founding fathers. And they wrap all that up just little at a time. They don't shove it down your throat, 8 hours a day, but they do it throughout the day, throughout the years and months. And when they graduate from high school, they don't have love for God. They're not Christians. They don't have love for their country. And then we see them out demonstrating as Antifa members and these anti-white protesters. And then we kind of wonder, well, that's why they're doing that, because they have not been taught the right path. And as parents, that's our first priority, is raise our children in the proper way. And homeschooling, we homeschool our children. I have 5 children. We homeschool our children. We surround them with other racial-minded families. We constantly, throughout the day, we're constantly teaching them the Bible. We're teaching them to love their people, love their race, giving them a sense of pride in not only themselves, but a pride of their race and culture, and to ultimately to love Christ and to be warriors of Christ when they get older, because that's what we are all. We are all called to be warriors for Christ.
Right.
And these public schools are not teaching that whatsoever. And so we encourage that. And a lot of people will say, well, I can't afford it, or there's no way you can do it. Well, you can afford it. You can look at ways you can cut costs. Maybe you don't need that brand new bass boat. Maybe you don't need 2 or 3 four-wheelers. Maybe you don't need a brand new car. You can budget. You can look at ways you can cut costs in order to have maybe, the mom at home raise the kids. If you take the kids and you don't put them in daycare, then you're saving costs that way. But you have to do whatever it takes to ensure that your children are raised the proper path. It's not always about money. It's not always about how much money you can make. The most important thing is raising your children. And so often we learn, or not learn, but we're being taught through television, through newspapers, that parents are not qualified to raise their kids, and if you have your kids in public or homeschool them or whatever, then you're not going to be making as much money. And so it doesn't matter. That's not the issue. The issue is raising your children the proper way. And if you have to struggle a little bit, if you have to cut corners on bills or not have the new boat, like I said, then that's your first priority. And so most people can do it. There might be those exceptions, but if you have to have them in public school, then you have a duty after public school during the evening time to teach them and see what they were learn in school and have meaningful conversations with them and find out what their teachers are teaching them and giving them for the high school lessons. And you have to be proactive. There was a book I just finished called Reconnecting with Your Children, and there was a study that most parents spend 3.5 minutes each day with meaningful contact with your children, meaningful communications with your children, 3.5 minutes per day. That is horrible. Yeah. And so if you're really having meaningful conversations, 3.5 minutes with your children each day, then you're doing something wrong. You have to be proactive every day, every hour, every minute, talking to your children about Christ and the right path. That's an obligation that God tells us we have with our children.
Amen. I appreciate that, brother. That's great.
Amen, yeah. And, well, Pastor Ramsey, of course, you have a few years at least on Jason and I, so you've raised children already and seen them come of age. Perhaps
yes.
You could comment on what a, you know,
well,
what a blessing
yes,
it
I
is
have,
seeing your children
have,
walk in truth and you know,
I
go
have,
in the path.
A daughter and a son who are living. I had a third child, a son who died as a child. But the two that I raised went to Bible college. They both have meaningful jobs. They both had children who were taught at home. They graduated from a church school and went to a church Bible college. And my daughter has a degree in teaching. My son wound up in the computer field, and he's vice president of his company. But he and his wife homeschooled their children, and my daughter homeschooled her children. We got another ad coming up.
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, well, that's
great,
fine.
Great stuff, and we'll have you continue that after we come back
okay.
from these messages.
Your daily Liberty News Wire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Citing new coronavirus cases at detention facilities for migrant families, the federal judge overseeing litigation surrounding protections for undocumented minors in U.S. custody ordered Immigrations and Customs Enforcement to release children the agency is holding with their parents or legal guardians. U.S. Judge Dolly G. of the Federal District Court of Los Angeles gave ICE a July 17th deadline to release all minors who have been in the agency's custody for more than 20 days. G., who oversees the government's compliance with the Flores Settlement Agreement, which governs the care of minors in immigration custody, cited the first coronavirus cases among the migrant families ICE holds at its 3 family residential centers. The agency is currently holding approximately 124 children with their parents or legal guardians at the 3 detention facilities in Texas and Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed into law a landmark hate crimes bill passed by state legislature earlier this week. The new law mandates enhanced sentencing for defendants convicted of targeting a victim because of their actual or perceived race, color, religion, sex, sexual orientation, gender, mental disability, or physical disability. This would mean additional prison time or fines on top of sentences for the type of crime for which the defendant was convicted, such as assault, manslaughter, or murder. A federal appeals court ruled that the Trump administration acted unlawfully when it transferred $2.5 billion in military construction projects to build parts of the wall at the southern border, a blow to the administration's efforts to fulfill President Trump's signature 2016 campaign promise. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 that the administration illegally went around Congress in reappropriating the funds. It ruled on a suit brought by a coalition of border states, including California and other environmental groups. This is USA Radio News.
welcome back to Blood River Radio, ladies and gentlemen, a live radio that takes no prisoners, and we are certainly taking no prisoners tonight. It's certainly making my day being on air with these two fine gentlemen. And we've been talking about family and you know, the public schools and everything as a major, the need for reform in that area and the need for us to liberate, ultimately, our children from those environments as a means of combating the evil that we're facing. And, you know, we could do a whole show just on that, really. But in the interest of talking a little more about some of the current late-breaking news that's going on right now, there's just so much of it to cover. And for everything that we remember, there's probably 50 other things that we're not able to talk about. But there was a really interesting clip that Pappy actually brought to my attention, and I wanted to get you guys to comment on it while we're on the air about it. Rudy Giuliani, of all people, the mayor of New York at one time, was very profited greatly from 9/11 at one point too, and whose name has been very synonymous with a great deal of corruption himself. This man, of all people, is just one of the latest voices to speak out against the Black Lives Matter phenomenon, at least on some level. And there's a pretty extraordinary clip of him talking about that on the Laura Ingraham show on Fox News. And so in just a second here, Sam's going to play that clip. And we just wanted to share that with you guys. And it was pretty extraordinary for an elite, for a guy who's been an establishment hack for most of his life and has a lot of ignominy associated with him, to be counter-signaling against this this BLM phenomenon. So it's just a little bit too juicy to not share, and I hate to shift gears that abruptly and everything, but we're halfway through the second hour, and it's just good stuff. So I wanted to play it for y'all. I wanted to get Jason and Pastor Ramsey to comment on it as well. So go ahead and play that clip, if you would, please, Sam.
To what's happening in with this the attacks, please, on our history and the statues, and people, please, say it's just a statue. It's just one statue in New York, and it's Teddy Roosevelt, and, you know. But what what is going on here? We got federal land in D.C. where there's clearly a planned and well-funded attack going on tonight in D.C. That's federal land. That needs to be cleared out and protected no matter what. No matter what, it has to be protected. Otherwise, the Washington Monument, Lincoln Memorial, World War II Memorial, what's next?
Well, over this weekend, it should be quite plain to every American who can see through the propaganda that Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the communists, and their allies are executing a plan they wrote about 4 or 5 years ago. Just go back and read what they wrote in the manifestos that they wrote, including Black Lives Matter. They want to destroy our government. They wrote then they want to do away with the police. They want to empty out the prisons. They want to internationalize our government. They want to do away with our system of courts. And they want to take your property away and give it to other people. This is a orchestrated effort. It is no longer a protest about Mr. Floyd.
Right.
That ended a long time ago. This is an anarchist, organized anarchist, supported with a lot of money. We had outbreaks in about 30 cities over the weekend. There were well over 100 people wounded with guns and 25 Americans killed over the weekend.
Yeah.
That didn't happen accidentally, Laura. That's part of a plan. And we better wake up to it, and we better stop being silly. People who say they're favorable to Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter wants to come and take your house away from you. They want to take your property away from you.
Yeah.
They want to let criminals out of prison. All criminals out of prison.
Groups that are aligning themselves.
And they're anti-American.
Groups that are aligning themselves with violence in the streets. This I don't care what you call yourself. If you're aligning yourself with the goals of violent anarchists in the street, or if that is your goal, we got to make a change. Rudy, thank you so much for the Berman commentary and everything else that is going on tonight.
This is simply extraordinary, folks. Like I said, I'm sure that all of our listeners here know the background of this guy, Rudy Giuliani. Pastor Ramsey, Jason, whichever one of you, or y'all take turns talking on this if you want. What do you think on this? Do you think this is the classic thing that we see of division in the enemy camp?
Let Jason go first because I finished a while ago. Well, Jason, go ahead.
Well, I think what you're, I mean, because we all know that Mayor Rudy Giuliani, you know, and when he was in New York City, you know, as mayor, you know, he was not real conservative. He was you know, liberal on a lot of issues, especially with homosexual issues. He was in favor of that. But I think what's funny is that you're seeing someone like him who's realizing that there's this hatred against the history of America, hatred against white people in general. And I think it's just something that he's kind of waking up to that point. To me, it's just amazing that you get someone like that who's saying those on national news, national TV. And millions of people are listening and watching what he's saying, and they're kind of realizing, hey, if you have this important person saying these same things that I'm saying, that I'm thinking, then there really is something going on here. So to me, that really is encouraging to see that on national news.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's that old saying about how revolutions always devour their own children. You know, we those of us that study American history know that there's been a sort of cultural and revolution in other ways, too, going on since the 1860s, really. So, you know, we know that that's going on. Do you think, Pastor Ramsey, do you think it's very likely that a guy like Rudy Giuliani, who's been as corrupt as he has his entire life, you know, as a pastor, you know, you're in the business of judging the character of people. It's literally part of what you do. So what do you think the likelihood is of a guy as high profile as that, who is as embedded in the establishment as Rudy Giuliani, to be having a moment of like, well, this isn't what I signed up for?
Well, I think Rudy Giuliani is a politician. I think at the current time he's associated with the Trump administration, and he's going to come out with what he thinks is going to be acceptable to Mr. Trump. I would hope that he is having an awakening. I would hope that he's getting a vision, but I probably am not quite sure yet. I'd have to see a little more on his part. My concern is that if this is all true, why isn't the government arresting the leaders and the financiers and the people behind this movement and getting them off the street? Why isn't something being done? That's my concern.
That's a very valid question. What do you think about that, Jason?
Well, I obviously I think that's the same thing. You know, people are wondering why that's not happening. I think that, you know, if we're looking at just simply from the standpoint of the political issues, you know, with Trump, you know, we all know he's not, you know, a white nationalist. I know he is, for the most part, a nationalist, or in my opinion, he's a nationalist, but not a white nationalist. But I will say that you have that deep state. You have these conservatives, Republicans around him that don't want to be, shaking anything up, don't want to do anything. And so I think he's fighting, you know, not only the liberals and the left-wing crowd, but I think he's fighting a lot in his own party as well. And so I think that when you have that deep establishment of insiders, it really is hard to move a direction that, you know, he may want to take. You know, that's kind of my intake on that situation.
I would agree to a great extent that President Trump, first of all, he appointed some people in the beginning that most people knew were enemies, and then when he finally fired them and reappointed, he just kept reappointing the wrong people, and he's always had these insiders that are not necessarily friends of the American people, as he seems to be. I think he's got some ties with the state of Israel. That's a little bit dubious. I have questions about that. So I think he's in a vice. I think Jason is exactly right. I think he's not only got the Democrats adamantly against him, he's got a lot of Republicans who are they're against him too.
Yeah. Well, and in these days, the Republicans are almost worse than the Democrats, because at least with the Democrats, as people like to say, only half joking. You know, at least with them, what you see is what you get. But a lot of these Republicans are more Marxists than even the Democrats are, and you never know what you're getting with them.
Yeah, so, and they play into the hands of the media very easily, and the media uses them as ammunition against them all the time. This is one of the problems.
Absolutely. Well, there's our cue for another break, folks. So we'll be back after these messages. Tune in with us, and we'll pick up right where we left off.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
A Venus is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Welcome back, folks, to Blood River Radio, live radio that takes no prisoners. We are here tonight with two very high-caliber guests, if you'll pardon the pun there. And as it so happens, we have reached that always very sad point of the show for me where we're down to about 15 minutes, which means for all the many, many things we would love to continue chewing the fat about and fellowshipping with you folks on air about, we are nearing the end of the show. So we got to tie up some loose ends here and just give you a couple announcements and just give you folks something encouraging to think about as we wind down the show too. So Jason, before we talk about that, actually, I'm reminded that in the time of the prophet Elijah, you know, the guy that God empowered to call down fire from heaven, shortly after that, which was absolutely him, you know, like trying to spark a revolution of sorts, you know, against King Ahab and Queen Jezebel. And in the immediate aftermath of being able to call down fire from heaven, Elijah, we read in the story, Elijah's in a cave, and he's saying, "Get me out of here, Lord. I'm the only one left. There's no one left in the nation that's faithful to you." And in this time that we live in, we're very oppressed by the forces of darkness. I know all of us struggle with feeling isolated at times. We might feel not so very different from the prophet Elijah, thinking there's no one left. But we know the rest of the story. We know that God told Elijah, no, there are 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. And folks, we don't know the exact numbers of us out there, but we know there's plenty of us, and we know there's a growing number of people that are waking up to what we're going on, to what's going on in the world around us. So, you know, we always want to remind and double down with each episode that we talk about. So there is always still time to do battle before the sun goes down. And just like in the time of Elijah, there are many who have not bowed the knee to Baal. You know, we do our dead level best to introduce you to and help you fellowship and learn from that caliber of people every week on this show. That's what Matt, Monica, and Kathy, and Gene, and myself, and Sam, and all the folks that run Liberty News Radio are committed to. That's what Pastor Ramsey is committed to. That's what Jason is committed to. We are all over the place, folks, and we are fighting this fight. So look around and find you some people to tribe up with, because you know there are many who have not bowed the knee to Baal and who will go down fighting by God's grace. And Jason, actually, the organization he's a part of has an exciting conference coming up, which would be a great opportunity for many of us to meet like-minded people. And so, Jason, take a few minutes, please. Keep in mind that we got about 8 minutes before the music starts playing. Take a few minutes, please, and tell us about that conference and tell folks where they can sign up for it.
Sure. It's called the Knights Party Conference, Family and Leadership Conference. It's being held on Labor Day weekend, Friday around 6 o'clock. It will be all day Saturday and all day Sunday. It's a family event. We encourage families to come and meet other families and like-minded people. We have speakers. Our two keynote speakers this year is Eddie Miller, of course, of Blood River Radio, and he will be airing part of that day of the show at the conference. And then we'll also have Dr. Michael Hill with the League of the South. He will be also one of our keynote speakers. And we'll also have, of course, my father, Pastor Thomas Robb, Rachel Pendergraft, Steve Kukla from Oklahoma, myself, and some other speakers I won't mention, but they will be there as well. But it's a family event. It's held at the Soldiers of the Cross Bible Camp. It's about 15 miles north of Harrison. We have, our church. We have men and women's cabins, nice facilities. And so if you're interested, you can go to ChristianRevivalCenter.net. Or you can email us at revival@southshore.com, and we can give you more information, directions, how to get there. And so it's a great time. More than ever, we need to be surrounded by like-minded brothers and sisters.
Sounds like it's going to be a fantastic event. And while you're at it, Jason, would you like to tell our audience where they can go if they would like to support y'all's ministry and any of the many excellent endeavors y'all are undertaking at present?
Yes, you can write to us at P.O. Box 422, Harrison, or not 422, excuse me, P.O. Box 602, Harrison, Arkansas 72601. That's P.O. Box 602, Harrison, Arkansas 72601. You can also call 870-427-3414. That's the telephone number there. And then, of course, again, you can go on the website, ChristianRevivalCenter.net, any of those avenues, and we can get that information to you.
Excellent, excellent. And folks, we urge you to help support the work that these men are doing. They all, like I said, these are tireless advocates for our people, for the cause of liberty, truth, and righteousness. And you know, I like to point out to folks, too, that you can support I know all of us are on a tight budget, but we can support a lot of people in our circles, and it only amounts to, you know, basically another cable bill or another phone bill. You know, donations add up quick, folks. And if all the people in our circles would donate just $5 a month, $10 a month to their favorite organization, or 10 or 15 organizations that they commit to, say, you know, budget $50 a month for yourself. That's something that, that even those of us that don't have a lot of money could come in, you know, a lot of us could manage that and support 10 organizations by donating $5 a month to them. There are thousands of us out there. And if we were all doing stuff like that, none of our organizations would be wanting for funding. Yeah, so it's actually a lot simpler than folks realize, and I like to point that out all the time, because even though I know it seems a little bit rudimentary, a lot of folks don't seem to think of it. So, you know, make of that what you will. And yeah, it's a really exciting event. I've heard nothing but good things about it. It's high up on the list of events I want to go to and attend myself. Maybe one of these years y'all can have Pastor Ramsey as a speaker too.
Yes, well, we were wanting him at our Faith and Freedom Conference, but we had to cancel that because of the whole coronavirus debacle. So
we plan on
having to invite him next year at our Faith and Freedom Conference. So if he hasn't been invited, he will be invited.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Pastor Ramsey, feel free to remind the audience once again, folks that might not be too familiar with you and anyone who's been listening to you already.
First of all, I'd quickly say that as to where we are in this country, God never runs out of time. He's always on time, so he can bring us back quickly. If you want to hear my messages and sermons on YouTube, they're at godscovenantpeople.com. If you'll put that in and Google, it'll take you right to my my strip. If you want to get with us, get a hold of us, attend our conference in October, you can go to my website, which is EverettRamseyDD.com, and there's a place on there you can send a free email. It won't cost you anything. You send an email, or you can send an offering. You can do whatever you want, and we'll get back to you and follow up with whatever it is you need.
And, you know, folks, these conferences are so important. Such an excellent networking opportunity for us. And Pastor Ramsey, I remember hearing about the one you were talking about, but we got a couple of minutes, so still feel free to tell us about the conference.
Yeah, our conference got postponed. So instead of April, we're meeting in October the 9th, Friday, the 10th, which is Saturday, and the 11th on Sunday in Branson, Missouri. And there's no charge for the conference. We just take offerings. And we've got special rates on motels, so if you get a hold of us, we'll send you all that information. We've got a whole lot of speakers coming from across the country, Dave Barley, Don Elmore, Charles Jennings, Dr. Blanchard, myself, and some others. So we'd be glad to have you all come and be a part of that. We're looking for, we can hold up to 300, and we expect to have a full house.
We're told in Scripture, there doth grace more abound. And I think a reflection and an extension of that even is certainly in all the excellent and encouraging activities we have going on in our circles, especially in a time when our people are embattled and besieged for our very existence. So we're about to the end of the show. I'd say we got maybe a couple more minutes before the music comes on. So, Pastor Ramsey, would you like to say a quick closing prayer for us?
And yes. Then we'll just, Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you for Jason and his father and all the minister there. We pray your blessing upon them and your prosperity upon them. Help Jason in the courts to be able to get some relief for people who need it. We thank you for Tyler. We pray for all that's involved with the radio station, that you'll protect the station, protect its work, and the people involved. And we'll give you the praise for the glory of God in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Well, folks, it has been a tremendous show. It's been such a pleasure to be on air with both of you gentlemen. And
been great being with you. God bless you.
Thank you so much. You too.
God bless y'all as well. Yeah. Well, folks, that's our show for tonight. Thank you for tuning in to Blood River Radio. We hope you will tune in next week and join us for more exciting guests and more coverage of the issues that confront our people that we're dealing with today. And keep your heads up. stay in the fight. Know that God arms the patriots, and we will look forward to broadcasting for you folks once again this week. Thank you all for listening, and God bless every one of you.